Hello and welcome. I'm Pastor Vincent Grissom, and this is Applying God's Word, a teaching ministry from the Word of God. This is study number 129, titled Forgiveness, Part 1. Today, as well as the next time we're together, we'll be looking closely at the subject of forgiveness. Now, I know this can be a very sensitive and even painful subject for many of us to address. Some of us may have an understanding of forgiveness that prevents us from extending it and perhaps even receiving it. So let's enter in and study and learn some important truths about forgiveness that will set us free as well as set others free. I'll be asking and answering three questions, but first, let me read to you our scripture passage for today. It's Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Verse 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." So our three questions are, what is forgiveness? Why is forgiveness needed? And who needs forgiveness? Okay, let's look at the two sides of an offense. First, the one who has offended has incurred, by that offense, an indebtedness to the one they have offended. This indebtedness means that they stand responsible to pay the price that justice demands in order to satisfy the debt of the offense. Therefore, they are in bondage to the indebtedness they have brought upon themselves by the offense. Only one of two things can happen. Either they must pay the full price that justice demands, or they must have the debt of the offense forgiven by the one they have offended. Unless and until one of these two things happens, they remain indebted and therefore in bondage. Now the second side. The one who has been offended is upset by that offense. This upsetting cannot be healed unless full restitution has been made, full justice has been met, or full pardon has been extended. So our first question is, what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is the release of the offender by the one the person has offended from the debt of the offense the offender has committed. Now our second question, why is forgiveness needed? First, we need God's forgiveness. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all, by the fact of sin and by the act of sin, by our nature and by our choice, have offended the holiness of Almighty God. What then can we pay that would satisfy God's justice, that we might cancel the debt we have incurred as a result of our sin against him? Romans chapter 6, verse 23 starts by saying, "For the wages of sin is death." We know that this death is not only speaking of physical death, for the scriptures are clear that physical death does not cancel the debt of our offense. If it did, we would all, having died physically, live eternally in the presence of God. But we are told in Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, that anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. So by this, we can see that everyone is not going to live forever. But some will be removed from God's presence and cast into an eternal lake of fire. Therefore, we can see that physical death cannot fully satisfy the justice that God's holiness demands of our sin debt. So then, eternal death is the only way of God having his justice satisfied because of our offense of sin against his holiness. So, we are left with only two options. Either we burn forever in an eternal lake of God's fiery justice, or we receive his pardon, his forgiveness, which releases us from the debt we owe him as a result of our offense. So first, we need God's forgiveness. Second, we need each other's forgiveness. The first reason we need each other's forgiveness is that we have not yet been changed into our incorruptible bodies, and therefore we will offend one another from time to time. The indebtedness incurred as a result of an offense inhibits a clear relationship with one another as long as the offense remains in place. Since neither you nor I have the means of satisfying the justice that an offense to us would require, the only option left for restoring a relationship to good standing is for forgiveness to be extended to the offender by you. Until the offender has been released from his debt by your forgiveness, you who have been offended hold him in bondage by your unwillingness to release him from the debt of his offense. Well, you might say he deserves to be indebted for his offense. This brings us to the second reason we need each other's forgiveness. Your unwillingness to forgive your offender also holds you in bondage to him as you hold him in bondage. Just as he is held in the bondage of debt for his offense, you are held in bondage to bitterness because of your unwillingness to release him. Therefore, your unwillingness to forgive, to release him from his debt, holds both you and him in a state of bondage, held together by unforgiveness. It is not until someone, by the free act of his will, chooses to forgive that the cycle of offense, debt, and bondage is broken. So, forgiveness releases the offender, releases the offended, and breaks the cycle of bondage that perpetuates itself through an unwillingness to forgive. The third reason we must forgive one another is that the forgiveness of God to us is in direct proportion to our willingness to forgive each other. In our Matthew 18 scripture text, Jesus says in verse 34 and 35, "In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother and sister from your heart." So God holds us in contempt of his forgiveness as long as we refuse to forgive those who have offended us. Forgiveness is needed because we have offended God, because we offend one another and incur indebtedness as a result, because the offended is in bondage to bitterness until he chooses to forgive, and because God holds us in contempt of his forgiveness until we forgive those who have offended us. Now our third question for today, who needs forgiveness? First, we all need forgiveness from God. The wages of sin is eternal death. If we do not want to spend eternity paying on, but never paying off, our sin debt to God, we can only escape this fate by God extending and we receiving His forgiveness. So, since all of us have offended God by our sin nature, we all, every last one of us, need the forgiveness of God. God's forgiveness sets us free from the bondage of indebtedness to Him and allows us to live in freedom. Let me address one of the great fallacies, one of the great misunderstandings of our day about forgiveness. Some will say, "I know God can forgive me, but I cannot forgive myself." The Word of God never says we are responsible to forgive ourselves. It is not our responsibility to forgive ourselves. It is God's responsibility to forgive us. It is only our responsibility to forgive others. If you are experiencing bondage to your debt sin, it is not because you have not forgiven yourself. It is because you have never accepted the forgiveness of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Forgiving yourself is not an issue. It is neither possible nor required. You are only responsible to receive God's forgiveness when it comes to your personal sin against Him. Second, we all need to be forgiven when we offend someone else. Since we all are fallible creatures and will inevitably offend someone from time to time, we all require forgiveness if we are to live in right relationships with those around us. Their forgiveness releases you from your debt obligation to them. As I said earlier, when you offend someone, you place yourself in debt to that person and therefore are in bondage because of that debt until that person is willing to forgive your offense, which sets you free from that debt and therefore releases you from your bondage. Third, we all need to extend forgiveness. Just as you offend others, sometimes others offend you. Since we receive forgiveness ourselves from time to time, we must remember that receiving forgiveness obligates us to extend forgiveness. Refusing to honor that obligation will hold you in bondage to bitterness that will inevitably result in additional bondage as you offend others by the bitterness you are harboring. So, we all need to extend forgiveness to others as we receive forgiveness from them, lest the bondage of indebtedness perpetuate itself through our stubbornness. So we all need forgiveness from God and from one another, and we need to extend forgiveness to all who offend us. Remember how God forgave you. Okay, let's review our three questions. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is the release of the offender by the one he has offended from the debt of the offense he has committed. Why is forgiveness needed? Because we have offended God, because we offend one another and incur indebtedness as a result. Who needs forgiveness? We all need forgiveness from God and from one another. Only through receiving and extending forgiveness can the bondage of indebtedness be broken, which allows us to again live in right relationships with one another.